Acting Palestinian Authority Chief Mahmoud Abbas has kicked off a three-day visit to Lebanon, with security affairs on high of his agenda. Palestinian Authority Acting Chief has arrived in Beirut with two major issues topping his agenda, the first of which is sidelining Palestinian refugee camps in the country from any internal Lebanese conflict, and the second is discussing the humanitarian situation of refugees residing in the country, especially those of them who have just fled the Syrian conflict into Lebanon. Abbas's visit comes a week after fierce clashes between anti-Syria Salafist militants and Lebanese army in the southern city of Sidon. The fighting left some 18 Lebanese soldiers dead and scores of others wounded. The Syria-linked violence had reached the city's Palestinian refugee camp of Ain al-Hilwi. Salafist militants loyal to the armed opposition in Syria assaulted Lebanese troops stationed on the outskirts of the camp. The acting Palestinian Authority chief then promptly contacted leaders of different political factions in Lebanon to contain the violence. He also contacted his Lebanese counterpart to convey his rejection of any interference in Lebanese affairs and his support for what he described as the Lebanese state's efforts to prevent sedition and preserve security.
When it comes to arms inside the camps, the decision is that of the Lebanese president and government. We, as guests in this country, comply with their decisions, as we are watchful for Lebanon's security and unity.
From another angle, the visit is also aimed at inquiring about some 470,000 Palestinian refugees in 12 official refugee camps across Lebanon and 65,000 newly registered second-time refugees who fled the Syrian violence into Lebanon. Abbas has asserted that their stay outside their homeland is momentary.
Our stance of what's going on in Syria and Egypt is clear. We do not wish to interfere in their internal affairs, and this is also a recommendation to the refugees. We hope our people in Syria and Lebanon are shunned from any of the repercussions of any conflict that might flare up here or there. The Palestinians stay outside their homeland is temporary, as they look forward to returning home.
On his behalf, the Lebanese president highlighted the importance of not letting Palestinians slip into any internal Lebanese crisis, making clear that naturalization of Palestinian refugees is non-viable.
We call on the Palestinians taking part in conflicts in Sudan individually to refrain from doing so, because that's not neither in their interest nor in Lebanon's.
In the next 2 days, Abbas is expected to meet with top Lebanese officials, including Lebanon's House Speaker Nabih Berri and caretaker Prime Minister Mohammad Najib Miqati. Altaf Ahmed, Press TV, Beirut.